Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a book called Ish. This book was written by Peter H. Reynolds. And we saw this artwork and thought, wow, this is a fun kind of looking art. But this is an interesting story. And then we saw there was another book by Peter and thought, let's get them both and check it out. And I'm so glad we did. I cannot wait to share this book with you. And we'll see if you can figure out who this might possibly be talking about. Are you ready? Okay. Here we go. Today's story-ish is read by Mommy. And
haven't I told you not to sneak up on me while I'm building? Oh, you're not Mousecles.
I'm not what?
Mousecles.
Mousecles? No, I'm not Mousecles. Who are you?
I'm the Beef Boss.
The Big Boss?
Beef.
You're the Beef Boss? I like it when you do that with your arms. Friends, he's making himself really big. Well, Beefy, I've got a story for you. You ready for it? All right, here we go. Ramon loved to draw. Anytime, anything, anywhere. And by anytime, I mean even if it's the middle of the night, we can see him in his bed. And anything, well, that's right, friends, he's drawing some trash cans. And anywhere, he's sitting on the toilet. When he's going potty, he's drawn. One day, Ramon was drawing a vase of flowers. His brother, Leon, leaned over his shoulder. Leon burst out laughing. "What is that?" he asked. Ramon could not even answer. He just crumpled up the drawing and threw it across the room. Leon's laughter haunted Ramon. He kept trying to make his drawings look right, but they never did. After many months and many crumpled sheets of paper, Ramon put his pencil down. "I'm done." Marisol, his sister, was watching him. "What do you want?" he snapped.
"I was watching you draw," she said.
Ramon sneered.
"I'm not drawing. Go away."
Marisol ran away, but not before picking up a crumpled sheet of paper.
"Hey, come back here with that."
Ramon raced after Marisol up the hall and into her room. He was about to yell, but fell silent when he saw his sister's walls. He stared at the crumpled gallery. Because what has she done? Can you tell? She's taken all of the pieces of art that he has made, the ones that he didn't think were right, the ones that he had wadded up and thrown away. She's taken them, smoothed them out, and hung them on her walls because to her, they are masterpieces.
"This is one of my favorites,"
Marisol said, pointing.
"That was supposed to be a vase of flowers," Ramon said, "but it doesn't look like one."
"Well, it looks vase-ish,"
she exclaimed.
"Vase-ish?"
Ramon looked closer. Then he studied all the drawings on Marisol's walls and began to see them in a whole new way.
"They do
look ish,
he said. Ramon felt light and energized, thinking ishly allowed his ideas to flow freely. He began to draw what he felt, loose lines quickly springing out without worry. Ramon once again drew and drew the world around him, making an ish drawing. Felt wonderful. He filled his journals. And in the picture, we can see what his journal has in it. There's a tree-ish drawing, a house-ish drawing, a boat-ish drawing, an afternoon-ish drawing, a fish-ish drawing, a sun-ish drawing. Ramon realized he could draw ish feelings too. Peace-ish, silly-ish, excited-ish. His ish art inspired ish writing. He wasn't sure if he was writing poems, but he knew they were poem-ish. And here's one of his poems, ready? It's called Ponder. Pond, ponder, dream yonder, pond, pond, yond, yond, gleam, wander. And then he signed the end of it, Ramon. Whenever you write or sign or draw something, you must put your name on it. One spring morning, Ramon had a wonderful feeling. It was a feeling that even ish words and ish drawings could not capture. He decided not to capture it. Instead, he simply savored it. Do you know what it means to savor something? It means to enjoy, to hold on to the moment, and just let your whole body experience the delight of that thing. Like if you have a bite of ice cream that's a really yummy bite, and you say, I'm going to savor this bite of ice cream. Yum, 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 yum. And you hold it in your mouth for a moment. Well, you might get brain freeze, but also you're savoring it. And Ramon lived ishfully ever after. Now, who do you suppose that reminds me of? Who do I know who's always drawing or writing or creating or changing his mind on who he wants to be every single day, reinventing himself? You, Peanut. Yeah. And I'm sure many of our friends who are listening are the same way. And so, friends, with that in mind, I say go out and live your best life-ish. And that is
the
end-ish. Maybe we'll read the other one tomorrow. Do you want to read his other story tomorrow? Mm. Yeah. Okay.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.